Hey, welcome to today's English vocabulary lesson. Now, before we jump into our lesson for today, I want to let you know the Daily English Vocabulary book number 1 is available. The next 30 lessons that I'll teach you about vocabulary come directly from this ebook, so you need to get your copy now in order to follow along with the next 30 lessons. All you have to do is go to www.studywithtiffany.com. Then you'll see Daily English Vocabulary, book number 1. Get your copy and you'll be able to follow along with the next 30 lessons. So once again, go to www.studywithtiffany.com and get your copy of Daily English Vocabulary, book number 1. Are you ready? Well then, I am Teacher Tiffany. Let's jump right in. All right, so our vocabulary word for today is abate. Abate. Now, before I get into the vocabulary word, I am going to set a timer. These lessons are quick lessons to help you on a daily basis learn English vocabulary. So I'm hitting the timer, the 3-minute timer. Here we go. All right, so abate. I want you to repeat after me for pronunciation practice. Abate. Good job. Again, abate. Excellent. Last time, top lip, bottom lip together and pull them in. Abate. Excellent. All right, now the word abate just means to lessen or to subside. Again, to lessen or to subside. It means something decreases. And this is something you can use when someone is really angry. For example, we got a little story time. Here we go. So I want you to think about two individuals, Mark and Samantha. Now, Mark and Samantha are close friends. But you know, sometimes close friends can get on each other's nerves. And this day, Samantha told Mark, "Mark, I'm not really feeling good today, so I don't really want to play around with you." Mark was very playful, but Mark was not paying attention to what Samantha was saying. So as they were walking down the hall in their school, Mark decided to push Samantha. Samantha had already told him, "Mark, please don't play with me today. I'm not in a good mood." And when Mark pushed her, Samantha's blood started to boil. Samantha got extremely angry and she started yelling at Mark, "Mark, I told you to leave me alone." And then she stormed off down the hallway and she left Mark. Mark was stunned. He was shocked. Samantha had never yelled at him like that in public. Another one of Mark's friends walked up to him and said, "Hey, Mark, Samantha's really upset." Mark said, "I know, what do I do? I want to go and talk to her." But this friend said, "Listen, Mark, you need to let Samantha's anger abate. Once she has calmed down, once she's not as angry, then you'll be able to talk to her." So Mark decided to let Samantha's anger abate before he talked to her. You understand, right? Good. All right. Now, let me give you an example sentence so you can know how to use it in real life. Here's the example sentence. In time, his anger will abate and he will forgive you. Makes sense. One more time. In time, his anger will abate and he will forgive you. Makes sense, right? Excellent. All right. So again, this word abate, it just means to lessen or to subside. Many times in English, we use it when we're speaking about someone being angry and wanting them to calm down and not be as angry. All right. Excellent job. Now, I want to remind you to get your copy before we move on to the next lesson again for tomorrow. So get your copy of Daily English Vocabulary, book number 1 from www.studywithtiffany.com. And I will see you next time. Have a wonderful day.